Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in to this bonus episode. Going to get a little bit of a conversation that will be up over on Punkanoi Worldwide's In the Vault on YouTube. Got a video interview there with novelist Eric Magan. Eric, also filmmaker, Toast with the Gods. Go check that out. We talked about that, but you're not going to get that part in the clip I'm going to play for you. We are specifically and the majority of the conversation talking about his new book that came out in June. Four award winning. Again, you're going to have to tune into the interview to get more on that. But a novel called Thank God for the Sinners. It's a Rick Price novel, main character being Rick Price. Really cool book. I've got a little bit into it already. I'm a bit of a slow reader. Just arrived over the weekend, so it'll probably take me a moment, but definitely into the concept. I'll give you a little bit of the interview, just so you know. Very easy read. I mean, how many pages are there? There's just a little over 300 pages. It's separated into 45 chapters. A lot of the chapters are like snippets almost, just a couple pages. So really easy to just get through a couple here, a couple there, and so forth. Easy read. It's also available digitally, so go get it, you know, all your digital formats for books, wherever I think you like to go, probably Kindle. There's an audiobook, Barnes & Noble, all the places that you would get books. It looks like there's even a Sinners playlist, which I just now realized over on Spotify, and maybe that's all the tracks. I probably could have pulled directly from there. I actually went through the chapter listing. And what Eric did, because there is some punk rock origin to Rick Price, all of the chapters in this book here are all tracks from punk bands. Here Comes Sickness, Victim in Pain, Seeing Red, Shut the Door, Think Again are just the first five of 45. So what I decided to do, we did talk about a few bands throughout, but what I'm going to do is actually play some of those tracks here. We'll give you a little bit of the interview, about I think it's around 6 minutes, and then we'll do a little bit more of the tracks. We'll probably do, what did I throw on there, 12 of 45, so just over 25%. We're gonna get into it now. Let's listen to some stuff. It's a lot of really great couple 70s, but early to mid 80s punk rock. And we're going to jump in. I'm just going to go chronological as far as order for the chapters go. And the one that I'm going to play first, Agnostic Front, Victim in Pain. We talked about Agnostic Front and Murphy's Law. And Murphy's Law has one of the chapters in there as well, or at least one. They were on tour together recently, come through Salt Lake. And definitely check them out if they – I think that tour probably wrapped up by now. But if it hasn't, check them out. And obviously check them out if you ever get the chance. I think they just did – it was Victim in Pain at Punk Rock Bowling this past year, the whole album in its entirety. 84 is when Victim in Pain came out. And we are going to throw that on now. So here's some Agnostic Front. Victim in Pain, love Agnostic Front. Some of these bands, or specifically, obviously I've probably played all the bands before, but some of these tracks might have played before, and as you know, if you've heard me much, I try to avoid, but you know, when it calls for it, it calls for it, and it calls for it in this circumstance. But there are plenty of tracks that I have not played from the specific artist, which works out well too. And if I've played any of them, it has probably been so long that it is just fine. It is just fine that we are going to listen to these now. Anyway, let's get after it. What do we got next? We got some Black Flag, because In My Head is one of the chapters in the book. And there's the track and the album that it come from. So the title track in both instances here, the Agnostic Front and Black Flag. The track also serves as the name of the title. That actually came out in 1985. Let's get to a little Black Flag. Here goes with In My Head. Flag in my head. Yeah. All right. I'm pretty sure, like I say, the tracks, the chapters, I know that they are tracks. I'm pretty sure I've got the right genre of tracks. There's possibility that maybe one or two, actually, I think I tried to avoid, so I'm pretty sure I got them all. But again, Eric, was it hyphen or just straight Eric Magan? Yeah, Eric Magan. So ericmagun.com. That's where you'll find all the things. You can get the book ordered or take you to links to get it ordered, depending on which format you like. By the way, very cool. Yes, fictitious story, by the way. It's not a documentary or based on true events, though there's based on, you know, obviously, as most writers would do, so some experiences based off of experiences. Not being the double agent, by the way. If you hear the whole interview, we definitely cover that. But definitely very cool. And as I talk about in the interview, and if you've heard me talk about it before, I just love the other medias out there that, you know, movies, TV shows, books, whatever, art for that matter, that all that anything that will incorporate cool punk shit. And that's definitely what this does. I mean, to the extent, right, that even the chapters have the titles. But there's also a link to Toast with the Gods. We talk about all those things. Make sure you go check that out. We are going to get to Adolescence next, off their self-titled Adolescence, the album that came out in 1981. I Hate Children is the track. Here it is. Children. I never travel to the house. I hate children, raise a gun to work now. I Hate Children, Adolescence. Next up, we are going to be getting to the fourth track, obviously, if you're counting. I mean, not too hard to count this high, I suppose. But if you're following along, if you have your own book with you, well, you're going to see that we are now at what would be Chapter 10, Last Caress, from a band at Lodi in New Jersey. Obviously, I think we all know. Misfits. It was originally released in 1980 off of Beware. We are going to get to that one right now, so enjoy one of my favorite Misfits songs. couple more, and then I'll give you a little bit of that interview, and then we'll do a few more and wrap up this bonus episode with a bunch of killer 80s punk. As you can tell, the majority of these bands, East Coast, West Coast, yeah, everybody. East Coast, West Coast, but that's not exclusive. We will be wrapping it up, second to last track anyway, with a band out of England, and there are so many others to choose from, I promise. But you got to go get the book yourself. We are going to get now to Descendants off of Milo Goes to College. It is chapter 11 in the book. It's called Suburban Home. You probably heard that track before. Came out in 1982, and here it is, in case you haven't heard it in a while.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
Suburban Home. That was the Descendants. Next, I'm going to give you Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, also known as just the Heartbreakers. The band was formed by Johnny Thunders and Jerry Nolan in April of 75, if you didn't know. After they left the New York Dolls, Richard Hell also came in to play bass on that. Such a legendary band right here, you would think more people would know, because obviously everybody knows those guys and the other acts, Richard Hell and the Voidoids and Johnny Thunders as well. So people know them, but there's a track called Born to Lose. And of all the Born to Lose tracks, I mean, I could be wrong on this one, but it's chapter 13, if you're still keeping track. I went with this one. Makes sense. Goes with the era as well. 1977. A single split between Dead Boys and the Heartbreakers came out. Sonic Reducer on one side from the Dead Boys and Born to Lose from the Heartbreakers on the other. And that's what we are going to play right now. Right after this, I'll give you about 6 minutes of that interview. Remember, I think Friday, probably Saturday at the latest, but I'm trying to get it to all put together for Friday. The whole thing will be out. I'll be on social medias and all the things. So I'll post there too if you want to check it all out. But you know, by the time you're listening to this, it could already be out. Just go look. Depends on the day. Here goes Born to Lose, the Heartbreakers.
Baby, I'm kind of point out and recognize the show Only Murders in the Building. They ended with the Clash song, Somebody Got Murdered at the very end,
That's right.
spoiler alert. And so, you notice those things as a punk because it's so uncommon for it to pop up.
It's uncommon, but you're seeing so much of it today. I think a lot of us, boomers have grown up, we're aging out. But yet, that we're still an attractive audience, right? We're kind of like that 50 to, 45 to 65-year-old, we're the ones that, can go out there and, and say, okay, wow, that's cool. They're doing a Ramones song on an ED medication or something like that. We're like, yeah, hey ho, let's go. I got it. It's perfect for me. It's ED medication and it's the Ramones. It's just my age group, So it's like, I think they're trying to find ways to, pitch products to people our age. And so, punk is just one of those things that it never really goes away. It just keeps readaptating itself, right? And turning itself and reinventing itself. And so it's always going to be there. But, as far as like selling the screenplay and, having, people say, oh no, I really think that, the punk isn't right. We need to tone it down. It's probably not the right script for them. And
Right.
we are kind of pitching it to studios and directors that are kind of, on the fringe, the ones that
Good.
get it,
Right.
the ones I'm not, that's look, it's a tough story, and it's written with a lot of bravado, and it's pretty frenetic, and it holds no punches. It's dark, it's gritty. It's not for everybody. But for the people that are like-minded, and are into the music and can understand, sort of the themes behind it, the trauma, the abuse, the violence, everything that kind of goes into, our kind of maelstrom of, of ideals as we grow up, is going to really appreciate it. And I think, and I hope that, if this ever gets into a movie, that there'll be a little bit of creative control there where we can get the right. I mean, look, I want Iggy Pop in the movie. I want Henry in the movie. Henry Rollins in the movie. Like, it's
Right.
like, there's great cameos in this book for incredible, of these artists to kind of pop in. And so I hope that that spirit will be portrayed if this book ever gets sold, which would be an amazing thing on its own. But even without that, it's been an amazing adventure to write. We won four book festival awards already in the past like 2 months, all for psychological thrillers and horror, and it's been mind-blowing. I didn't expect that.
That's awesome. And congratulations, by the way. That's quite an accomplishment.
It is. I mean, I never wrote this book setting out thinking like, okay, hey, I'm gonna win some festivals now. I was just like, I got burning desire to put something on paper that's gonna make people cringe. Let's do it.
I would imagine that's probably you get that from the readings as opposed to somebody that does set out like, oh, I just need to write something that's going to be well awarded, and I think people will read through that as opposed to, I just want to write a good story. I've got this
Yeah.
story, I want to tell it, and you just write it for the sake of it being a good story. And I think that it can show, and that's pretty great that you've got that many awards already. When was the release date? So how long has the book been available for people to get?
Mean, the book's been available, I think, since June, something like that. So just over the summer. So just recently, just a few months. But yeah, I mean, look, the book is, it's been reviewed really nicely. It's been accepted so far from a lot of people. Again, it's not for everybody, so you do get that, occasional person's like, oh, that's not necessarily for me, but that's fine. I didn't write it for everybody,
That's how a lot of movies are. I'll use the word scary to kind of sum up the psychological, the thriller, the horror, all of those things. And some people just aren't into scary. Other people are
Yeah.
really into it, and you're just going. And that goes with any genre. You could get romance, rom-com. You pick your thing, and people will like it, or people are gonna be like, nah, I don't want to waste my time. So I don't think you can please everybody with that. What you want to please is the people that are into that. If people that are into what you've done are into your thing, then you did it right.
Yeah,
And then I guess
totally.
if you can pull other people in, you did even better.
Right.
I read a little bit about your writing process when you sat down to write. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that when you're kind of getting in the mood for what you're doing? And I don't know if that just applied to this book or maybe your other screenwriting in general, but why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's interesting because I do not write in silence. And I say this many times. I mean, silence is just not my friend. I never liked it. Never comfortable with it. Music, has been a huge influence on my entire life. Just about everything I've done, has been sort of like, engaged in my mind of, what kind of music would spur that on, And so I write, full blast, I'm sitting down and I got the Butthole Surfers jammed up to 11, and my writing room, this room here, is kind of set up like a crime scene. I got like post-its everywhere. We got strings going from this post-it to that post-it. The music's on. I'm attacking my keyboard like it's never been attacked before, and I'm just letting it all go out. It's kind of like I don't know. I kind of analogize it to like, when you watch like professional sports, and you're watching like a football game, and all the guys before the game, they got their beats on, their earphones on, and they're all getting into it, man. They're getting psyched, they're getting pumped, And that's exactly what I do before I write. I got to get pumped up, I got to get psyched, I got to get those songs to start lifting my emotions and kind of put me into the realm of, okay, this is creative, man. This is nonstop. This is going for it. Let's go for it.
Bloodstains, great stuff there, Ed. You got to hear a little bit of our conversation, the whole thing, hopefully again Friday. I mean, by the time you're hearing this, it might be Friday. Anyway, Bloodstains was chapter 18. We're actually going to play chapter 19, too, while we're at it. We'll do a little bit of skipping around after this, I suppose, but we're going to get into it, get to the music, get this wrapped up. I hope you enjoy checking out the tunes. I mean, there's really a soundtrack, Eric Magan. com, and I think the playlist, you can go to the Spotify playlist there, which I recommend, or you can just go try to get the book and go look through all the chapters and figure it out yourself. Read the chapters and maybe see how they fit together. I don't know. Do whatever you like, but we're going to finish this up with some Bad Brains off of Bad Brains from 1982. The track, the chapter, it's Sailing On.
Be my brother's star. I told you to do me. Now my heart's not gonna cry. So I'm sailing, we are sailing on. I'm moving, we are moving on. Sail on, sail on, sail on, sail on. Try to see if I can find, but there wasn't any luck. Like a back up back alive. That's okay, get it right. Everything is out of stride. So I'm sailing when I'm sailing off. I'm moving when I'm moving off. Sail on, sail on, sail on, sail on. Yeah.
Bad Brain sailing on. Let's play another Washington, D.C. band. Next, Minor Threat. I lied. I said we were going to jump around on chapters. Well, it's the very next chapter. After sailing on, we've got I Don't Want to Hear It, but we'll jump around a little bit after that for our last couple tracks. There's even a Minor Threat track, but we are going to play I Don't Want to Hear It. We could have done the other one, but I didn't want to hear it. I want to hear this. Let's go. Minor Threat, I Don't Want to Hear It. So good. We're going to jump up to chapter, what is it, 28? 28. I love living in the city. I mean, so many of these were waiting to be chapters in a book. Shit, book titles for that matter. But it's pretty great that Eric did this. I can't recommend it enough. If you like books and like stories, well, if you're listening to me, you also like punk. And so you get to blend all of those together. We're going to play some Fear. The single was released with Now You're Dead in 1978, and we're going to play I Love Living in the City.
I love living in the city. I love living in the city.
City. We're getting close to wrapping this up. Next up, we are going to, what do we got here? Buzzcocks. We got Buzzcocks and Ramones left for you. Orgasm Addict, chapter number 30. We're going to get that on. That was originally released as a single, by the way, 1977. As I said at the beginning of the show, bunch of bands from the East Coast and the West Coast, right? DC, NYC, and New Jersey, and then a bunch of California bands, and this band from Bolton. But that's just 12 of the 45 chapters, by the way. So go check out the rest. We'll get to the Buzzcocks, Orgasm Addict. Here it is.
It's fine, it's all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're getting assault, but you still keep it beating your meat to pulp. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a Kikasanova, you're a no-Joseph. It's a level of fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. And bell hops, you found them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings. International women with nobody hair. Ooh, so well you're asking in an alley and your voice is steady. The sex mechanics are up, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's got the energy, he will amaze. He's an orgasm. He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict.
Buzzcocks, Orgasm Addict. It's going to bring us up to the last one of this bonus episode. I want to thank Eric again for joining me. You'll get the whole conversation over on the YouTube channel, In the Vault, Punkanoid Worldwide. We're going to leave you with Ramones. Somebody Put Something in My Drink from 1986. There was two tracks that came out of that time, Something to Believe In and Somebody Put Something in My Drink. I think I got the right one, but you know what? I've never played this one, so even if I don't, we'll throw this one on. Maybe there's some inspiration from this, even if this wasn't the one, but it might have been the one. It might have been. I'll leave you with this. Thank you again to Eric. Look for that video. Share it. Go check out the book. Eric Magan, that's ericmagan.com, M-A-G-U-N. Normal spelling of Eric, E-R-I-C rather. Go check out this Rick Price novel. And as he states in the interview, the last chapter is the first chapter of the next book. So there's already a sequel coming. Hopefully other mediums, just like we will talk about in the conversation. So go check that out. Somebody Put Something in My Drink. It's the Ramones. We'll catch you on the next one.
Somebody put something in my